Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change, so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
I'm so excited for today because I usually ask the questions, and now Gandhi is going to ask the questions.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Games. Nate actually found these questions the other day. What was it from? Women's Health?
I go to
200 non-boring ways to get to know each other?
I love how he's...
Yeah, I was going to say, you're checking out Women's Health, I see. Right.
While two very important football games are being played, this is what Nate is doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it at halftime, so I mean, give me a little bit of credit. No, I think you need to know a little bit about the other sex, right? Every once in a while.
Absolutely. To get to know each other, I think this stuff is great. Yeah. So because we all work together, there are different categories in this little questionnaire, and this one is all about work. So I thought it would be kind of fun for us to discuss the work questions.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on.
All right. Let's start with you, Danielle.
Okay.
What is one thing at work that can make your day better or worse? Aha! What could it be, Danielle?
So since Elvis isn't in the room right now. Well, if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, that definitely makes my day better. If Elvis isn't in such a great mood, it can definitely make your day not so great. But that's with any of us. I mean, you know, if Gandhi's in a bad mood, which never happens, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
It
definitely can affect you. The people around you that you work with can affect you that way.
Oh. Absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think in most cases, like right with a boss, if the boss is not in a good mood, maybe everybody's not.
He'll
in a good
say
mood.
He's not the boss. He'll tell
you. How do you feel about that, Elvis?
What do you think, Elvis?
Hello.
Okay.
Well, I just love the fact that Elvis's empty chair is sitting there with the microphone and there's no.
He's listening. Like at any given time, he'll pop in. So
well, since he's not here, we've talked about the secret code that we have, right? The weather?
The weather.
Yeah, what's the weather?
It's much more of an analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because I always talk to him before the show every day.
So I'm usually asked to be the weatherman. And so if everything looks like it's going to be a great day, I'm like, hey, it's going to be nice and sunny today. Then sometimes there's a chance of storms. And then other days I'm like batting down the hatches, motherfuckers. It's going to be a cat five.
Yeah. Froggy, sometimes Froggy, like the weatherman, you're wrong.
So okay, hold on. Let me tell you. I'm going to stand up for myself.
We'll get a good report about sunny skies. He gets one wrong text message and thunderclouds.
Right. Okay, but that's not my fault. Because the day starts bright and sunny, it's not my fault that somebody fucks it up and then causes a big thunderstorm to roll in.
That is true. That does happen.
Okay, this is not one of the questions, but this is going to be fun. If you had to say there was someone in this room who fucks up the weather for Elvis, who fucks up the weather the most?
Oh,
Danielle's pointing, but I can't.
Oh, you mean the person who makes him in a bad mood the most?
No, not the real weather, Danielle.
So I'm going to say either.
Wait, let's write it down and hold it up.
Wait, who messes up the weather?
I think it's current, a 50-50.
Yeah, it has to be a current cast member.
I'm going to provide two answers with a percentage of chance of each one.
Okay.
Wait.
Hold okay. Now, it has to be somebody in this room because they can't defend themselves.
And we know what we're talking about, right? That puts him in a bad mood, right?
Yeah.
You guys get it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. This is fun.
Oh, let me get my Sharpie out.
Okay.
Okay, I got mine.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. I have percentages.
I'm stuck between two people.
Okay.
Yeah, I know
we're all just going to hold it up to this.
Can we
just
put
both of them on there. I put two.
I'm good at two.
Okay, I'm changing my mind.
Okay, you ready?
No, hold on. No, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing? Chiseling it into a freaking rock?
Hey, you relax over there because you're not on the fucking list. Relax. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, on the count of three, everybody hold up your sign. Ready? One, two, three.
Scary, scary, scary.
We're all on the same page except for Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw you, Scary.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me see your percentages.
I didn't have percentage.
Yeah. No,
Froggy, Nate, Scary. What? No, 50%. No.
Yeah, Scary, you're up there.
You can't get mad at Froggy. He threw himself under the bus.
Yeah, listen, I got a 25% chance of saying something fucking stupid. He's going to yell at me, too. So.
That's right.
If you say something fucking stupid, then that's, you know. But
Froggy says something overly sexual three times, and it pisses him off.
Right.
Froggy, that's very Eminem of you, like 8 Mile. Like, you throw yourself under the bus, and no one else can really, like, argue that.
Let's face it.
That was
all
fair.
All of us have produced, you've named people that have producing roles that have to get in his face. And I was we were told a long time ago, and these are, like, from even the radio consultants, and Nate, sometimes you got to open the mouth of the lion and stick your head in.
Stick your head in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I used to be a producer. I know that has to happen.
It has to happen.
And with the roles that you guys have, like, Nate has to deliver bad news.
Yeah.
It sucks, but he gets the information. He has to deliver it. Sometimes it's just not received well. Right. Scary has to push the buttons.
I have to push
the
buttons.
If I could say, when Nate had his strokes and I was covering him doing his job while he was out, I was wishing I had the stroke.
Oh, no.
Sometimes, and like for example, sometimes I'll ask him to do something that's very normal that we do all the time, but he's just not in the mood to do it, and then I fuck up the day.
And then he associates you with having to do that action.
Right.
So
when you had nothing to do with it, you just did the message you're the middleman, right?
So sometimes I'm the asshole when I'm really not even being an asshole.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So we all said why Scary and Nate and Froggy even said why himself, but Scary, why do you think Brody is like that, though?
Thanks, Garrett.
Well, he did have one answer that no one else had.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes Brody will push his agenda, and I think that sometimes makes Elvis angry.
Because nobody else has an agenda. I push an agenda like when I say, hey, here's something funny, we should do it. That's an agenda.
I think Brody used to push his buttons more when we were all in the studio.
When we're in the studio.
I think it's a lot less now.
During COVID times.
Yeah, so I don't turn the camera on until the end of the day.
During COVID times, he stays out of his hair.
Okay, let's go to more fun questions.
Okay. I can switch it. We can do the flip side of that.
What is
Scotty
B doing in his closet?
He's recording.
Oh, he's got recording equipment in there.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Who do you guys think upsets Elvis the least? Can we do that?
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi.
I was going to say Danielle.
No.
Okay.
No. The Charlemagne toy.
He loves Danielle, but I've never heard him utter your name under
duress.
Yeah,
Gandhi, you got another
6 months.
Wait.
I want to know what he said about me under duress.
I made him mad today. I pissed him off today.
It's more. Wait.
All right, enough.
No, you. We stick this.
Wait, what, Nate?
About the stock market.
Isn't this where Brody typically does like, hey, how about some oranges?
Everyone's talking at the same time. I just walked into my studio. I hear, well, Elvis, who's he least mad at? Like, what are you talking about?
No, we were talking about the bull market versus the bear market and the stock market.
Watch this.
Don't lie to him.
Hold on. He can go back and watch this. So why are you going to lie right now?
We're talking about who makes you the least angry. And so
Gandhi.
Nate said Gandhi. And then Gandhi said me, and then Nate said no. And then I said, well, what the fuck did I do? I want to know why I make him mad.
You two, but that's not my point. My point is, why are you even talking about me? I'm not even here.
You're the focus of the show.
That's why we talked about you, because you weren't here. That's precisely why.
Earlier in this podcast, they took a poll to see who made you the most angry. Agitated.
Okay, my question again is why... Hold on.
Tell me if this is accurate, Elvis. Here, let me. I eyeballed my sign up, but you can still read it. So we wrote down percentages on who makes you the most angry a day. This is just my answer. Is this accurate?
Hold it up higher, Frog.
No.
Higher.
Froggy 25%, Nate 25%, and Scary 50%.
They're descending order. Yes, no, that is accurate. Yes.
Okay.
Brody doesn't make me angry anymore because he's not here anymore.
This is how it came up because we're doing those
questions. You know those questions that like Nate had given Gandhi.
Yes.
And so she asked, "Who? What was the first question, Gandhi?" And
the question to Danielle
started.
Was, "What is something at work that can make your day better or make your day worse?"
Right. So my answer was, which makes sense, is if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, it obviously can make your day great. And if he's not in the greatest mood, your day isn't as great. And then they started going, who pisses Elvis off the most?
Oh, God. Okay. But here's my question. How come you can't do a podcast about something other than me?
Well, what's the next question? We were doing it.
I'm going to go away because I still have to finish what I'm doing over here. But don't even mention my name.
All right. No,
Elvis has the sound turned all the way up. Okay, he's going to hear everything, so be careful, Scary.
See, Nate's also giving us a wrap-up sign.
We do have to wrap up.
Nate, I still want to know what I did to piss him off.
That's a cliffhanger.
We'll talk. The next podcast.
It's the Danielle,
Danielle, you know when you and I go off on our tangents and start laughing at each other's stupid shit, it makes him mad.
Well, I know that. I know that. He says Froggy and I need our own show. That's what he says.
Yes. Oh, that would be entertaining.
All right, are we done?
So we got through one question. One question. This is exciting.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring.
Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.